Blog Talk Radio.
What do we build up all these idols just to watch them fall? You're wearing the crown, toast to the town, and no one takes your call. Yeah, maybe I've been down, 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 but I always come back around, round, 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 yeah. You can't forget about me. While you were looking, I was getting even higher. Say what you want about me. You were the gasoline on my fire. You can hate me, underestimate me. Do it just cause it's what you do.
Welcome, everybody. This is Carolyn Hall, your host of the CL3 Creative Table. Thanks for joining in. That was a song about getting your second wind. And tonight's topic is specifically for our mompreneurs. So I hope that you walk away having a second wind. So the table is just built for us to get together, professionals, people, women, primarily women, although we do invite men to the table that offer services to women in business. But we just want it to be a positive exchange, an easy flowing, going conversation about a variety of different topics. Everybody's coming to the table with a lot of different talents and strengths and skill sets and qualifications. So definitely those that are listening should be walking away with some wonderful nuggets of insight that they can apply. So tonight I'm excited. I said it is about our mompreneurs, and we've invited three wonderful ladies to the table. I want to say hi to them. It's Jocelyn Williams,
hi,
Karen Grill, and Amazon Goddess. I don't know if she chimed in yet. How are you? Are you ladies there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. How are you guys feeling tonight?
Great.
Really good.
Good. Good. It was beautiful over this way. Was it your way, or did you have icky weather?
I'm in Georgia, so it's better today. It was actually
yeah.
A spring day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in Washington, D.C., and it was really nice today, so.
Oh, good. So we had a general consensus of great weather. Well, I woke up in a great mood. I've been doing, practicing my getting up every morning and listening to my tutorial and inspirational videos, and I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I just want to give a brief overview, and then I'm going to let you ladies, you introduce yourself much better. So Jocelyn Williams, you calls herself the goddess of manifestation. I love that. I love that. And she's a self-love coach, a life strategic, strategic person who teaches busy women to achieve the life that they truly deserve. So what I love about that, and I want to talk to you about, Jocelyn, is you say you teach them how to live in the power of self-love and self-care. So I want to start there, but first I want to introduce Karen briefly. Karen is the founder of Second Act Moms, and she too is a coach for the women in business, women entrepreneurs. She targets those that are struggling to balance the business and family, and then feeling torn, between the clients and the running the family and the quality of the household and family time. So Karen, we'll definitely jump in because you're everything mompreneur from what I was reading.
Right.
So Jocelyn, go ahead and introduce yourself and then flow into how you get these moms in a space where they want to create that power of self-love and self-care.
Yes. Like you told everyone, I am Jocelyn Williams. I am a life strategist, self-care and self-love coach, and I do work with busy and ambitious mom and women, teaching them how to manifest their very best life, and it is based on self-love and self-care. You know, I went on my own self-love journey about 4 or 5 years ago, and what I learned is self-love and self-care was more than just massages and getting my nails done, which that is a part of it. But I also learned that us as women, we're in this world, and you want to create your world within this world, and you're the center of everything that you're experiencing and living. In order to do that, you absolutely have to care for yourself and love you for who you are. And when you start to tap into loving who you are, you care for yourself beyond the massages and the nails. You care for your mind and the things that you think about. You care about your time. You care about the people that are in your life that can feed you and give you this great experience. So that's how I came about teaching women about self-love and self-care, getting to truly love everything about you, your finances, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health, because all of this is what defines what you experience in life.
I love that. That's all inclusive, including that social. It helps you become equipped for even that social that comes with moms that can get difficult or forgotten once you become that mom. Thank you. Karen, your turn. How about you too? Introduce yourself and tell us, flow right into your wonderful Second Act Moms.
Sure. So I am Karen Grill. I'm a business and productivity strategist. And it really started because of my own journey. So I had started an online business over 8 years ago, and I was really struggling to deal with, you know, responding to my clients, making sure I was doing the business, you know, to the level that I wanted to, but then also trying to have the time with my kids. And I was really struggling and found that most of the information out there really didn't address some of the issues specifically for mom entrepreneurs. Most entrepreneurs kind of have a regular day. Every day is kind of something similar. Whereas mom entrepreneurs, we have such an unpredictable schedule because of our children. And so I really set about trying to find strategies that would work for me as a mom entrepreneur. And then I started having other mothers ask me how I was, you know, handling both the business and my children. And so I started coaching other moms. So it's been a great journey for me. And it's so great to work with so many other mompreneurs who have so much to offer and just needed a little help in tweaking how they do their work and their family.
That's great. And it's much needed. It sounds like you get personable. You have personable relationships with the people you work with. How important is that workbook and journaling? As you were talking it, I couldn't help but think about one of the best ways to get or express feelings, emotions, and keep that energy up, like you're saying, seek out the help. But how important is that workbook? Journaling is very good, so I would think that's a writing exercise, right?
It's very important. And you do get kind of deep into their lives because you really have to help them figure out what are their true priorities. And a lot of times, I'm sure Jocelyn can attest to this, they don't have self-care in there at all. And that is a big component. So one of the ways, you know, that they can start on that self-care journey to help them with balancing their business and family is to do some journaling, or maybe it's meditation. I mean, they need to find what really works for them. And I think, you know, having the journaling or meditation, setting yourself up each day with the proper mindset can help you make it through those rough times.
Yeah, I agree. Jocelyn, you got any comments on that? I have a question for you, though.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. I am a big advocate for journaling. Journaling can bring awareness to a lot of things, self-awareness. Just like Karen was saying, when I talk to women who are confused, because they're confused about what's going on and they're just not balanced at all, I usually tell them, you know, think of journaling as your autobiography. You're actually writing your life. So usually I'll tell people, just write what you do every day in detail, whether something made you sad or angry. And do it for a while, because if you go back and read it, sometimes when people are talking to you or they're experiencing something, all they know is they have a stressor in their life or things are not right, but in their emotions. But when you journal, you can look back and actually logically see what you're doing in your life, and it's like an eye-opener. People are like, oh, my goodness, why did I spend so much time on this? It wasn't beneficial to me. Or I didn't realize that I was doing this or reacting in this way. So I'm a big advocate for journaling and getting balance back in your life.
Yeah, I think it's a form of creative expression. And mm-hmm. It just does. I think Karen said it opens, it's like it opens up Pandora box and everything else. But that's what's needed to progress. We've got mm-hmm. to face those uncomfortable living moments, reenactments, regressions, going back to a memory, because I believe to go forward, you have to release, and that's a struggle to do, too, when it's compounded with a full daily schedule, such as running a business and having a family. Jocelyn, you had quoted something about you help women in business with their stress, who are stressed. I'm wondering, what kind of support do we give women in business to prevent them from being stressed, would you say?
You know, usually people don't realize it until they're in a situation. So
yeah,
that's why
I know.
I mean, as the life strategist, most people, unfortunately, it's the what I just stated, they wait until they're in it and realize it. But I encourage anybody, especially before you start a business, if you already feel overwhelmed or you're not sure what you should or should not be doing, you should seek someone to help you declutter and get rid of all the clutter and organize your thoughts, understand who you are and what you need to do before you even move forward into business. Because it'll give you a chance to not invest in the wrong things, not go down the wrong avenue, not even choosing the wrong business. Some people actually will start a business, they're already stressed, then they add this additional thing that requires a priority. You know, it's not something you just say,
right,
I'm going to do
right.
today. It's a priority, and now you've added stress, more stress,
maybe.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
a lot of people quit. You know,
mm-hmm.
so if mm-hmm. you can figure out who you are, first, your awareness, your gifts, your natural gifts, things that people come to you for, you already understand what time you have available, productivity and time management. Or do you already know how to balance your home and taking care of yourself and making yourself your top priority over everything before introducing business?
And, Karen, don't you work with your clients on time management? I thought I read that somewhere.
Definitely. And what Jocelyn was saying is so true, that we really need to make sure that we understand our priorities first. And I always tell women to first block off all your non-business activities first, and then you'll see how much time you actually have for your business. And it's usually much less than they actually believe. And
right.
only when you really understand that, you can really define your priorities and then be able to move forward to set up a schedule. And so, you know, what I try to do with these women to avoid being stressed is to be realistic about their schedules, but set up the systems in their business so that it can run on a more automated basis, so they don't have to be in every portion of their business. So we set up those strategies and we set up the time management so that their businesses can flow more easily, so that hopefully then they don't get those stresses. I mean, things always come up, whether it's family or business, but hopefully
right,
you can avoid the day-to-day. You know, once in a while things will come up, but hopefully if you can
right.
have kind of the easy flow of your business, it'll make for a much happier time.
Yeah, it definitely does. It makes sense. It's nothing like decluttering your workspace. It's amazing
right.
what floods open up. You know, you said to that means a lot of women have to learn how to let go and to delegate. And that is
right.
so not an easy thing to do.
Outsourcing is a big part of it. And coming to the realization that, yes, you probably can, you know, create that beautiful graphic or do your website, but what's the better return on investment for your time? There are certain things that only you as the owner of the business can do, and you're much better off hiring someone to do some graphics or, you know, the website so that you can focus on the core components of your business.
Yeah, and I want
All
to
right.
add to that too, like, you know, when you do automate those business things, like Karen was saying, that takes a it allows you to take back control of your time. So you're making
mm-hmm.
time, like you're taking back an hour, you're taking back five, and you're delegating it. But what mothers do sometimes is they forget that your kids and your partner or whoever you're with, you can delegate to them too.
Yes.
I mean,
right.
super mom, like, you know,
right.
your child's seven, they can pick out their clothes for the next day. Or they can help
right.
you get lunch together, or your partner can, you know, prepare dinner and make double portions to freeze. But sometimes we're like, okay, let's do the business side, and then we forget our kids can help us too. And don't feel
mm-hmm.
guilty about that because it's a network system.
Yeah, definitely. And you might have to teach them a little bit. Might take a couple of times, you know, take a minute to get it. But you can turn that. See, women have the power to turn situations. I think everybody does. A human being brain does, okay? But women, there's something so powerful about us. And when we put our mind to something, we will jump over all the obstacles, the challenges. We keep seeking a way to make it work. And especially when it comes to your family, you just do that. Well, you should want to do that. It is such a joy and a reward, though, when it all falls together. But what I've learned over time is I had to be more patient, too, because I realized I had to teach. And I need that help, but I think a lot of times, well, even in my business, I think I do that. Nobody can do it like me. Let me just do it. But I had, you know, I'm working on it. I still do because I care and I have high standards, I'm sure, like you ladies do and many, many other women in business. And you just want it to be executed like you're promising and what you're saying to your clients, you know, or those that are potential clients. So
yeah, and I had to learn that too.
You
I
too?
Think that, yeah, with that, a lot of leaders and business owners are like that. You don't take others telling you what to do because you already know what you want to do. However, with me being a life strategist, because, you know, I don't do the business coaching, but as far as life, And me personally, I'm a perfectionist. So being aware of yourself is being aware of the things that might be a strength, but it can be a obstacle too.
Mm-hmm.
So as a perfectionist, I want everything done the way I want it done. Well, nobody wants to help someone. Like you're pushing all of your resources
right.
away. You're pushing
mm-hmm.
all of the solutions away. Even though your solutions are focused, it's like you just want to take hold of everything. With that, I've had to learn through journaling and meditating is giving myself grace and knowing that, you know, nothing's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So if I gave my best, if I have to tell myself, Jocelyn, you did your best, and let it be, and then let people accept that, and then just come back later. You can always come back later and change it. But just knowing that, give yourself grace. You forgive other people when they don't do things quite right. Why can't you do that for yourself too? Do what
and
you can get out there.
I totally agree with Jocelyn. And I think even to the point for moms, you know, your kids can do the laundry. And, you know, I have my kids do their own laundry and they don't do it well, but they still do it themselves and I don't have to do it. And they're learning by doing it as well. And I think that's really important is we need to be able to teach our kids to be independent. They need to learn how to do laundry for their as a life skill. So we need to let go of some of that control and make sure that then we realize that by them doing that, that frees up time for us to spend that quality time with them instead of us doing the laundry, instead of, you know, spending time with them. So I think it is definitely
right.
about perfectionism and control and giving some of that up. And it's a really good lesson. It's a hard lesson, but journaling can definitely help you realize that there's a better alternative than to being in control of everything.
And it also teaches you how to deal with your clients too, because when
right.
you let your kids do and you're like, oh my goodness, it's not the way I
right.
have it. But like Karen was saying, it gets done. Even though it's not to your standards, it's done. And it teaches you that everybody's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different ways to do things. So when you're working with clients or getting customers, you realize that you accept them for who they are. And when you start to be able to accept people for who they are, it's easier for you to accept who you are. And then
right.
you're more productive and they're more productive and things flow better. You learn
yeah,
patience.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
it's smoother.
Yeah. Mhm. So now,
and also,
ladies,
I think
go ahead, Karen. You think what?
Oh, I was just gonna say, and I also think, you know, I always say, what's the worst thing that's gonna happen if your kids don't fold their laundry right? I mean, it's not that big a deal. Like you
right.
need to really prioritize what are the important things in life. That's not the important thing. So really save your energy and time for those really big moments, those really big lessons for your either for your children or even, you know, with your clients. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Because those are the stressors. Those are the stressors.
Yep, exactly.
So if you've got a bunch of little ones in the family, a bunch of little ones in your business, a bunch of little ones in your neighborhood with the next door neighbor, I mean, they all just add up. You know, you guys, the word manipulation has a stigma of being something negative. And in most cases, I have to agree that it does usually slide to the more negative. However, our mind is such a powerful tool. And when you're changing mindsets, which is where all of this starts, all these tips, listeners, we can share tips till the cows come home. It's the application. And that's why I keep reinforcing that get in your mind that you want to learn daily practices, because the daily practices is what's going to build your muscle and your strength, because you're going to need it. So that's a positive manipulation to me. If I can manipulate my mind, we're talking about using, sometimes even in the household, we have to use reverse psychology. We're talking about outsourcing, right? We're talking about getting help. Sometimes you even got to manipulate that in a certain kind of way. So I'm not going for that word manipulation only relating to something negative. How do you guys feel?
I totally agree, because it's good, bad, and everything. It's funny that we're talking about this tonight, because I actually just talked about this in my Facebook community, because we're going over time management and mindset. And everything we do, in all things, your business, your relationships, your time management, productivity, everything in life starts in our mind. Your thoughts become your desires and dreams, and then you bring it to fruition physically. And when it comes to mindsets and you're, you know, speaking about manipulation, I always tell people at the end of the day, your mindset is either going to be looking for a solution or it's going to be focusing on the problem. However solution looks to you, you always need to have your mindset on a solution, because it shows you the many different limitless possibilities that you have in life in order to achieve more time that you want, or the type of business that you want, or how you want your household to be run. But if you are in the mindset of this is just a problem, you'll be stuck and lose all your time. and give up on the things like business and family because you don't see the good, even in the midst of the bad, because it's always a good. It's like magnets where positive and negative attract. You just got to pick what side of the magnet that you want to use.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Karen?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's so important that a lot of the work that happens with clients is to be a little bit more open with their mindsets, right? I think a lot of us have kind of fixed mindsets that this is the only way it can be, whether it's business or family. You know, I'm bad with time management. I hear that all the time. And I say, just by you saying that sets yourself up to be bad.
Right.
And so it's really about shifting that, being open to the, and at first it can be hard because maybe you have failed at kind of doing, you know, managing your time well. But now from then on, I want you to say something more like, I'm open to the possibility that I'm good with time management. Like you have to start somewhere. And so it's really opening yourself up to many more options than you've ever allowed yourself to imagine. And that really starts the process of them taking small steps forward to being a better time manager, whether it's for their business or for their household.
And what I found is I end up enjoying the process. You know, it's amazing. And then by the time you're done with whatever goal you set, your accomplishment, accomplish it, it's like, why didn't I do that sooner? It's amazing. But that's where comes associating with like-minded people. I feel very strong about that. You cannot grow in stagnancy. You just can't. And then the more you learn, because I believe you have to stay coachable to and teachable to the day you die, you're going to be thirsty for more. So I want to go into us giving some concrete tips to the listeners, because positive manipulation, by the way, I have a way of spinning positivity on everything. That's my first route. There is some ugly, negative, evil stuff going on around me in this world, but I still try to get inside my mind to keep that level of positivity. And I believe that's something women as a whole might need to keep in their mind, to try to keep doing that more than not. Because all these stressors and all these things that we're trying to do will help, will make us snap. Snappy at this, snippy at that, you know, attitude, not really communicating, but you swear you're communicating. I was guilty of this. I'm going to share a quick story, and I do not share my personal business like this. But I need to, because that was such an enlightening moment for me today. Me and my daughter had a huge fight. Now, this one is a mini-me, so naturally we've been at each other for, forever. But then we get better. We both will try, and we do great, and then something gets triggered. We both have triggers. So I probably work on it a little bit more because I'm the mom, and I feel that's my job. I have to lead this. I have to leave this, but I'm clueless sometimes how to deal with it. So that's where I go to my little videos. I read my articles and everything. Don't you know, this time I really hurt her feelings because I really got in her case. And you know that's never your intention as a mother. Well, it shouldn't be. It's not mine, ever, ever. But it hit her some kind of way. And parts of me was like, good. Because that's the disciplinary. She needs it. I'm not giving her anything she doesn't need. We're talking about how we can manipulate, turn positive manipulation, negative manipulation into something positive. Don't you know in the video today, this just happened 2 days ago, the big fight. We didn't talk yesterday. So then today I put on specifically type that, how to bridge, how to make peace. I don't know what I was feeling at the moment. My daughter, I'm missing her, you know. The guilt. And I was like, I can't even concentrate on business. So I listened. The very first video, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in the divine intervention. Keep my heart pure, and it never, ever, ever leaves me, that power. So the divine intervention, first video, first couple of sentences, they said, there is no progress in trying to help someone change with the shame game, the shame approach, making someone feel shameful or guilty is not going to get you that change. So that's on a personal level, but I relate to that in all aspects of my business, I mean my life, including my business. So that, I don't know, my mind just went to flow with that. That's one, me saying it out loud, that we have to keep our minds open, be teachable, seek the knowledge, really listen. Don't allow guilt, though, and shame to interfere with whatever you're trying to do. What are you guys' feelings on that, the power of guilt and shame? Jocelyn, what do you think?
Guilt and shame is a feeling, right? It's emotional. And I think, I won't say it's a bad thing. When it comes to emotions, it's a caution sign. So, you know, like when you're driving and you see the yellow light and it's like, okay, slow down, then you get the red light, stop. So anytime you have guilt, shame, sadness, hurt, is to say, hey, wait a minute, something's going on. I need to feel this for the moment. Now, what do I need to learn from it? At that point, that's when you kind of do a self-reflection of, and I tell people this all the time, it doesn't mean that you were wrong, but what was my responsibility in whatever was going on? Like, what do I need to learn? Like, what was going on here? But it's for you to do that and then move on. I think a lot of people get stuck in guilt. They, again, it goes back to what I was saying about extending grace and forgiveness to yourself. Nobody's perfect. Nobody gets it right. Sometimes you do things that you did not mean to do, but how can you react differently next time in a more healthy way? Or if it were you that was, you know, gave the bad words, why did I even do that? Now I feel guilty. What do I need to do? I need to go apologize and try to make it right and be different. It's all about self-awareness to me.
It definitely is. Karen, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, working with mompreneurs, so many of them feel guilty about either the lack of time they have with their children, or they're really not focusing, they're not being present with their children when they're there. They might be looking at their phones instead of actually, you know, spending quality time with them. And I just think the guilt kind of shows this is a teaching moment, right? This is a moment for you to be self-aware, as Jocelyn mentioned, to think about, okay, if this is making me feel guilty, which is a negative emotion, what can I do that's different? And so, you know, part of the strategies in terms of both their business and family is really setting things up so that you don't have that guilt, so that you actually have time for your business. And then when business is over, you stop and you're then fully present with your children. So I think it's definitely a moment that you need to dive deeper, because a lot of times it just say, oh, I feel guilty, but you need to dive deeper. Why is that? And what should you be doing instead? What would make you feel differently? And if that's that you're not being present with your children, then there's definitely strategies that you can do so that you don't have that mom guilt.
Absolutely. And that's a step that needs to be taken before I believe that you can manifest any type of dream. I want to go ahead and take a second, though, and introduce and welcome our other guest here, Amazon Goddess. Is that you on the phone?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
We could. You're low, but we could hear your beautiful voice. How are you?
I am doing good. Is the sound better now?
Much better. Ladies, you guys can hear her, right?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Good.
First off,
now, Amazon is... That's okay. It happens. Balancing. You've got two. This is exactly what the show is about, and this is why I pulled the ladies that I did together, because everybody can speak from personal experience. I just shared something very dear to me, but I shared it because I want it to be a learning point for others, that we have to keep our channels clean and fresh in our minds so that we can juggle and handle everything that life throws at us, because it's similar, but it's still different. So the tips that are shared can be applied to your situation. You just have to figure out how that is. But Amazon is a model speaker. Basically, I say somebody that is transitioning and growing in her business. The entertainment field industry was where she started modeling and being a beautiful spoken word artist, but she's also transitioning into coaching and working with foster care. Teenagers, I believe, right? Millennial, basically. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and say hello, and then I'm going to keep going with the flow of the combo.
Hey, everyone. What she said is right. First off, you know, I'm Amazon Goddess. But, I am a spoken word artist, and, you know, I definitely want to start talking to our youth, and I definitely want to do something like bridge the gap between the older generation and millennials, because, I mean, these millennials, they are our future. So I have to coach them and empower them now so that way we won't be headed astray. You know what I'm saying? Society will still be going on the straight and narrow path despite everything that's being said in the media, like, oh, our youth are going down the drain. They don't listen. They're this and they're that. I don't believe that. So I have to continue to empower them, let them know despite their situation they are somebody.
And that's a great, they are definitely our future. And I think that's a great thing to do. And I'm going to make time so that we can dig in a little bit more, because you bring a different perspective, which is why I invited you to this table. You are a mom of two young ones too, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What are their
five
ages?
And two.
Yeah, five and two. So you're balancing quite a bit. So you can speak from experience, but I want to touch on something I read. It was something you said. You said your motivation is your children. So what
Absolutely.
Are you trying to teach them, right? What are you trying to teach them? What are you trying to instill in them now?
One of the things that I am trying to instill in them is that their education is very important. I want them to forever be a student of life. I want them to understand everything they possibly can so that way they can live a prosperous life. And I also want them to understand that mama's going to be gone one day. Mama's not going to be here forever. So you have to be self-sufficient, self-reliant. And the way I do that, the way I instill that in them is by showing them that, hey, Mom came from the foster care system. Mom does not have any support. Mom never had support. Mom is working these jobs by herself. Mom is paying these bills by herself. I want you to be that strong person. I want them to be that strong person and strong leader to lead others.
And just survive and be okay emotionally, mentally, and every other kind of way, because you've got to figure out our journeys. We're all figuring it out as we go along. Now, doesn't that also, I want to do a total shift, and I want to start with you. Do you find a lot of women, mom in businesses, face the challenge of feeling that they don't belong?
Don't belong in business?
Yeah, in the business world. That's what I said, well, that could be very general, but when they're, because a lot of mompreneurs are going into business for many different reasons. So the juggling already with the balancing with the family, learning the business, running the business, finding your way. We seem to lose ourselves in motherhood. I think most women can agree when you get to some point at some time raising kids where you feel you done lost yourself, you're not in touch, you're not taking care, you're tired, you're over, just want a break. So you're searching for, well, what do I even want to go do and with who? So, again, the sense of being lost might be triggered just from that. So then it's, oh, never mind. Let me just stay home. Let me just go out for a minute, maybe grab something and come right back. So how hard or have women that you've worked with any of the issues of belonging in a certain market, in a network, in a business forum, anything like that?
Yes, I mean, For sure. I mean, a lot of the women I work with had had careers before they had children or had done something previously. And you definitely, there's definitely feelings where they kind of lose that part of themselves. And a lot of them at some point as their kids get a little older feel like they want to be able to use that education and skills or knowledge that they had gotten along the way, but they want to use it in a different way. They don't want to have to go to the office, right, from 9 to 5. They want to find different ways. And I think with technology the way it is and so much information online, it's easier now than ever before to find the different opportunities. Now, part of that is finding the best match for yourself and your skill set and kind of your personality. So that's really the learning curve, I think, that many women go through is finding the right match for their lifestyle and for their background. But I do think that there are so many different groups and so many different types of women online that it's easier now than ever before to find a group that works for you. Because when I started over 8 years ago, there really weren't half the groups. There wasn't all this information or all this tools. And I've really seen a shift, and it's a very positive shift in my opinion, that you know different women can find. So whether it's selling products or maybe it's other services or maybe you're a bookkeeper and you want to do that online, there are other people doing that and you can connect with them. And so many people are willing to help you, you know, learn kind of how to set up this business. And so I think it's really about each individual finding the best match in terms of the business for themselves.
And I bet, Jocelyn, your workbook would help with something like that. Don't you have a manifestation workbook?
Yes, I have a how to write affirmations workbook. I created that workbook because a lot of times people talk about affirmations, but they don't know how to exactly speak them, what words to actually use, because a lot of people will use, you know, I will, I try, I hope, instead of speaking I am. You know, I tell everybody, I am worthy, I am valuable. And I think it's so important because, like Karen was saying, even though you have these other resources and these opportunities, if you don't feel like you're worthy enough to either connect with other people or you don't think you're good enough to connect with others, because what I notice in the online world, I've been on the online world for a very long time, but people will start to compare to people who are like at the top. Like you're just starting and then you see someone who's been in the game for 10 years and then you give up because it looks like everybody else is winning and you're a mom and you're new to this. And a lot of times with moms, it's when you're a mom, you're in survival mode. You're kids, you know, you're the lion over your lionesses. And when you're leaving a 9 to 5, which is I know I'm going to get paid every week or every 2 weeks or once a month, then you go on the business side and you're like, oh, this is not consistent. And she's over here making, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. I'm just trying to get my first client. And people begin to start questioning their validation as being a mompreneur. So I always encourage speak life over yourself. Yes, you're valuable. Yes, you're worthy to be in this space. And then you just have to work for it. And using those resources, like Karen was saying, the groups and the networking events and everything that's out there to offer, because it's limitless to all the resources you have available as a mom that's trying to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and Amazon Goddess, you mentioned in our conversation about you want to be a bridge. Well, you just mentioned it here too, but how you want to be a bridge between the millennial entrepreneurs, even if they're just the entrepreneur thinkers. But nowadays, we have a lot of young, successful business owners. But you wanted to bridge that gap of communication. So what do you learn anything from the mompreneurs? Well, that's a silly question because I know you do. We've already talked about that. Maybe it's more or less, what have you learned? What have you seen that you will apply or not apply in your business dealings?
I will definitely apply anytime I'm conducting business is open.
Uh-oh, it's hard to hear you. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, off and on.
Try again. One of the things. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you lightly.
Okay, one of the things that I will apply when conducting business as a mompreneur is making sure that I'm being open-minded, making sure I'm sensitive to others' feelings, and making sure that I make the right choices for me. Also, one of the things that I learned is that I will always study my market. You know, anytime I'm dealing with someone else, I'll make sure that I'm informed on what this person is about, what is this person like, what is it don't like, what is this person's niche. And then I have to find out how I will be able to apply it to my own business and vice versa.
Yeah, it is beneficial because I believe that we as the more mature need to remind ourselves every once in a while that we can learn from those that are younger generations from us.
Absolutely.
Who's saying something?
That was me. The last thing I wanted to say is time is a valuable resource that we cannot use wisely. That's the point that always stick with me.
Guess what? I'm going to have you say that again. Are you moving around?
Time is a valuable resource that we cannot get back. So we must use it wisely.
It sure is. And that's why I'm glad to hear you as a millennial saying that you remain open-minded to getting tips from those that have come before you. I know I do. I know I was blessed with so many wonderful people and coaches and people in business that were willing to share with me. And that's what this table's all about, is sharing tips and techniques that work for you, and then you personalize it. But I want to talk about the manifestation. We're winding down. We've got about 15 minutes or so, and then I want to address these questions. This is the craziest thing. The last circle, we announced submitting questions. Oh, you know why we probably didn't get as much? Because I announced it sooner than I did this round. But last time we had 32. This time we had 2. So that's okay, because I aim to affect and impact one person at a time. And I'm sure you guys feel the same way. So look at that. That's 4 people at this table. That's 4 people impacting. So what we do in our business, we're interacting with people on larger scale. So I'm sure we're making an impact in many people's lives. It's never the numbers. It's always about why are you here? Why are you at this table? Where are you going? Goal setting is key. You meet and you achieve one goal, you better be writing down another one to go after. But this is where the power of manifestation comes in. And I think it's only fair to have Jocelyn talk about this. This is your turf. This is your baby.
Yeah, when it comes to we kind of went over it. I know when people think of manifestation, some people are scared of that word. People get stuck on the terms. Basically, you want to create a life that you desire on your terms. And you need to start visualizing what are your desires? How do you want life to feel? How do you want it to look? What do you want to be doing? Who do you see yourself surrounded with? Where do you want to go? How do you want to make your money? To the details, you have to visualize these desires. And like we spoke earlier, it all starts in your mind. What you focus on, what you believe in, you will bring to fruition. So if you don't want to manifest worry and stress and anxiety, don't focus on those things. Always be solution focused when it comes to goal setting. Be solution focused. Make sure you know who your resources are. I'm an advocate for building your village. No one can do anything alone. You might have the vision. You need to manifest it, but you cannot do it alone, and you need to have that foundation of people, whether they're temporary or permanent, that will be in your life to help you get there. You have to know that you're deserving and worthy of everything that you desire. A lot of times people do not reach their goals because somewhere inside they feel like they don't deserve it or they're not worthy. It's meant for someone else. They have to be like this certain person. Like I always hear favor isn't fair. I don't agree with that statement at all. Favor is fair for the people who believe they deserve it, and then they go out looking for those opportunities. And you have to be open to know that if you desire it, the resources, the people, any connections that you need are waiting for you. You just have to believe in faith, and you have to work towards it in order to manifest it.
Yeah, and Karen, when you mentioned Jocelyn that it takes a village, because there goes that support system again, who we're associating with. You make time for the things that you want to do in your downtime or entertainment time that you set aside. Get back to networking in those business networking arenas with other moms so you can stay current no matter what phase you're at in your business. Now, Karen, you have something. When I think of the village, it's also helping moms with certain activities or things to help them with the children. Now, you have a three steps to a carefree summer for mompreneurs. What's that about?
So summer can be a really challenging time for mompreneurs because your children are home all the time. And it's really about figuring out your priorities. I really find that if moms don't really understand their true priorities, and it can't just be, I want to help my children. It has to be much deeper. Once they have those priorities, if they don't have them, their schedule is never in alignment. Nothing ever feels like it's working well. So it's really identifying their priorities for the summer for both business, family, and I also include themselves. I think it's important that you carve out a little time for yourself. And then it's really talking about all the activities. And I always start with non-business activities. So you make sure you block off everything that your kids are doing. And then it's also about being creative in terms of what you're going to have your children be doing. Some people do camps, some people do classes, but you really need to make sure you have the decisions made about what's happening so that you know how much time you have for your business. Without all those key components in place, you know, you're just going to have that kind of stressful summer. I want you to have a carefree, relaxing, and be the cool mom for the summer.
Yeah, Amazon Goddess. What was your, do you, I don't know how much you want to share about your personal life, and I would never, ever, ever disrespect those boundaries, but you already mentioned you came from the foster care system. What can that populace relate to as far as summer? Something like, did you hear about her program, what she's talking about? I know your phone got dropped, so you just chimed in. I don't know how much you heard, but the summer for you guys, challenging? Was it challenging?
I didn't hear much. What, was it challenging?
Yeah, your summers. Karen offers a summer, carefree summer program for mompreneurs. And we were talking about, Jocelyn had touched on how it takes a village, us moms supporting each other. So when she said the village thing, it reminded me, I read about Karen's summer. I say it's a program, it's a course. But then when I tie you into this conversation, foster care summers, for being the people I've talked to, let me say it that way, the people I've talked to and families that we've worked with that were in the foster care, whether they were the provider or the child, always talked about activities. Family activities was always a challenge with everybody. That's why places like Big Brothers, Big Sisters is real popular. They really work hard to make sure that they have activities set up for that get together.
So, my experience in foster care.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You got to move to the left, move to the right, move to the middle.
it's
that technology. You there?
I'm sorry, what was that? So I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, we couldn't.
Well,
we could now.
What I was saying was, as a teenager, it's hard for adults to try to keep us involved. Now, if, you know, the younger foster youth, they were more active. But when you're a teenager and you start to realize your surroundings and you start to, and you're not in an actual foster home, you're in a group facility, and you realize that most of the people that are there are getting a paycheck and they don't really, they don't always have your best interest. It's definitely hard to keep teenagers involved, especially during the summer. So when you're in that environment, I mean, the first thing you do is kind of get out and you try to make your own way. You make bad decisions because there are certain things you need that the foster care facilities aren't providing. So I think that especially for teenagers, they should definitely work a lot harder to provide better summers for the teens, because it's hard to keep those individuals involved when they're a little bit more mature than the younger foster youth.
Yeah, that they can keep the toddlers and the young can keep themselves occupied. And that's why I think it was so great that I gravitated to that summer program, because I believe strongly we have a creative and learning lab. And in that lab, we teach, have workshops for all members of the family, the man, the father, the mother, the woman that's thinking of being a mother, because we want to reach and teach people before they become married, before they become parents, before prevention. And then we have things for the youth, but I wanted to focus more on that 13 transitional ages to 16, 13 to 17, all of that in there. And creative workshops and creative outlets is definitely something that I thought would work. But I say that and I tie it into our conversations. If there's a mom out there that's considering and has been considering, but allowed all of that double and triple self-doubt come in to where you couldn't manifest your dreams because you keep allowing that negative self-talk to win, I want you to tap into your own creativity. You may be crocheting for the neighborhood right now, dressing everybody with your crocheted work, and never thought that that could be your business. So think out of your box, open your mind, and do not allow fear to win, because fear is contagious. So don't hang around with the other people that are like, oh, you can't do it. Yes, you can. You can manifest, you can belong. You can positively manipulate yourself through, and do your research on that word. I don't want anybody coming back talking about, I said, negative manipulation, because there is a such thing. I want to end this conversation definitely with our questions, but there's one thing I want everybody to go around, and I want to start with you, Amazon Goddess, with telling us something about you that we haven't talked about, or anything that touches your spirit, ladies. I want you to just give this last one round of Raha to our mom in business listening.
One thing I didn't talk about is my book. The name of my book is called Am God, and this is basically a positive affirmations book. I don't want to get too deep into it, but it relates spirituality, people who do believe in a higher power. It doesn't matter what your religion is. And it's about realizing who you are, that you are made in God's image or a God or whoever you believe in. You are made in that image. And to have a higher self-confidence in anything you do, whether it be relationships, work, or being a mompreneur.
I love that. And we're going to see big things from you. I happen to know some of the goodies behind the scenes because we're going to be helping you develop that. But I can't wait for the rest of the world to see it. It's an honor. Thank you so much for making time, too.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
You're very welcome. And don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I got a question. Jocelyn, you go ahead and say what's on your heart.
I'm sorry, because things were going in and out. I was trying to ask the question again. I know you started with Amazon Goddess, but what did you want us to touch up on this last little section?
I want you to talk about something maybe you didn't that you want to, and, you know, maybe something that I didn't ask, but anything that touches your heart, your spirit, I want you to say.
I just want moms who are entrepreneurs or they're beginning to start a business or they're thinking about starting a business, just know that people may say it's hard, it might seem hard, but it's doable. Just always be in a mindset of I deserve it, I'm worthy of it, if I work in faith, I can achieve it, and just keep your resilience through it all and always find the positive in every situation. You know, if it's not a blessing, it's a lesson. And you may have thought, you know, oh, I wanted to do this. And you might venture out and realize it might send you in another direction that you never even thought about. But you have the gifts and you have the knowledge and experience to do it. And let your gifts, let the people that need to hear what you have to say guide you. You will get to where you need to be for the people that you're there to bless and transform on their own journey. So, you know, don't fret and don't compare. I brought that up. Don't compare when you're in this, you know, these internet streets and you see other people doing things.
Yeah.
Congratulate them, connect with them, ask them, you know,
Hey,
let's get together. You want a mentor, you know, become friends with people and congratulate them along the way because you're going to be there too. So that's
Absolutely.
The advice I would like.
Mm-hmm. That's the advice you would like to leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's great advice. Thank you. Karen, don't go anywhere, either anybody. I got one more thing. Karen?
Yeah, so I want to speak to maybe the mompreneurs who are struggling a little bit now so that they know that there are people out there that are willing to help them. There are mentors out there. There are groups. So important to surround yourself with other mompreneurs who understand what your life is like so that you have kind of business best friends who are both trying to do their business and trying to have their families as well. And then I think everybody has a unique talent that they need to share with the world. And you need to find what that is for you and then move forward and don't let anything else stop you. And that's where getting the support that you need from other moms and entrepreneurs who may be a little bit ahead of you, but who are there to support you. And I think for most part, the other women are so willing to support each other so that we can all have the journey that we're meant to have.
Love it. Love it, because that's exactly what it is, ownership of your own dreams. You can navigate it. Don't let anybody else tell you you can't. You can. Two questions. It's only two. I'm just going to throw it out there. Let's do this part really quick. One of the questions was submitted by a Sharon. Thank you guys for sending the questions. We really appreciate it. How do I ask my husband to help with the kids more? We both run businesses, but I happen to run mine from home, and he's on the road a lot. But when he does come home, and he's very good with cutting off his day, he does spend quality time with us. But sometimes he'll overlook the broom will be in the middle of the floor, so he won't finish sweeping. The vacuum might be in the hallway, and he'll walk over, or there'll be dishes in the sink from dinner, and he doesn't make any effort. I'm exhausted running my business and the three children, but he sees it as because he's leaving the house and I'm in the house that it's not as much work. And we've had many fights. How can I go about getting this message to him? Who wants to answer that?
I'll answer that. You know, we've been discussing time management. and outsourcing different things that we need to get more quality time. I would say, you said Sharon?
Yes.
Sharon, find a way, because you're working and your husband's working, and I think sometimes as women, because we do have a lot on the plate and she does work from home, you see your spouse, and yes, you spend time together, but you need some relief. So it's like, you know, my relief is here, my helpmate. I would suggest first realizing that you both work and find ways to outsource it. Outsource it to the kids. Tell them to help if they're old enough. Or you might can get someone to come in like once a week or once a month to kind of help clean, because the bigger picture is, as an entrepreneur, and family and quality time is the priority stuff, and that's mostly spending time with your family and getting a chance to create memories. Like, which one would you remember a week from now or a month from now, the broom on the floor or the things that you did together when your husband was home and you weren't
that's
working?
Good. That's good. That's
you know
good. Sharon, real quick, thank you. That was good, Jocelyn. Karen, I'm going to ask you, because this is from a woman, a married woman. Her name is Liz. She says, am I wrong for wanting to plan a getaway with my girlfriend, who the last time we got together was way back in 2015? We have four children from the ages of 2 to 15, all different personalities, all different levels of energy they zap from me. But he is a man's kind of man, and I felt to release pressure from him that I would save, because we're not planning to go until the winter time. So I was planning to save. She says, but I anticipate that it's going to turn into a problem that I'm not letting him do his husbandly duty. But I have a business. I can use my money. How would you suggest I address this to him?
So obviously every relationship is different, but I think if you can frame it as it's the time that you need to recharge and refresh to be able to come back both to your business and to your family energized, because I think so many of the time we don't take that time for ourselves to recharge, and we just get more drawn down, and a lot of times we can get sick or there are other things that can come up. So if you can frame it in a way as, I need this to be able to recharge so I can come back to you fresh, you know, be the happy mom and wife that you always want me to be. I think if you can frame it like that, a lot of times the husband is for sure going to want to make sure that his wife is feeling, you know, treated well, and that she's feeling good and energized so that she can do all the things that she does for the family.
Positive manipulation. Last question for all three of you, and we're going to do this quick. I appreciate you guys sitting with me a little bit over that hour that I asked of your time. I value it. I don't take it for granted. Thank you. Say that we have a book written about you, your journey, your experiences, the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, the sad. It gets destroyed, and a writer says, I want to sit down with you. Tell me what to write as to what kind of impact you want it to leave with people. Karen, I'm going to work backwards. Karen, you first.
So I would want them to write that I was able to help moms find the solution to their problems, whether it was time management or finding a way to be present with their children so that they could have the fulfilling lives that they've always wanted to lead, both personally but also professionally, and that they feel like they can give that forward then to the next moms and the next generation of moms, so that it keeps continuing, so that women are able to have the businesses, work from home, be with their families, have everything that they've always dreamed for on their own terms.
Jocelyn, how about you?
I want to be able to say that my personal life, my gifts, my experiences, and my knowledge can be displayed and shown and to the world and to the women that I work with. And because I live the very thing that I share and that I teach, that I'm able to free thousands and thousands of women to know that, you know what, it is doable. And I do have the right And I do have the choice and the opportunity to live my very best life, however they choose to define that. And that because they can see it through me and that they have their transformation, that they'll be able to free other women with their lives to promote healing and prosperity as well.
And beautiful Amazon goddess, what would you say?
I would want someone to say that Amazon goddess is a jack of all trades. She's an activist. She's multi-talented. She has philosophy out of this world. She owns everything that she does. She is revolutionary. But I also want women to say, I have to strive to be better than her. I have to strive to be better than Amazon goddess. I have to be everything that she was plus more. And I think that's the mindset that everyone should have, is be better than our leaders.
Love it. I can tell you all you made an impact. Thank you again. You guys have a great night, and everybody looks to the Facebook, CL3 Facebook page. I always like to give a couple of summaries to walkaways from this. Good night, ladies. You're greatly appreciated. Sleep well.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. You ladies have a blessed
Thanks so much.
Good night, and I enjoy listening to you all.
Thank you.